My granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Pine Ridge is still basking in the glory of being the first American town to earn the title of Tea Town for 100% participation of war bond purchases. From the town's flagpole, the tea flag floats proudly, and the citizens determined to keep up the good work. As we look into a little community today, we find Lum in the Jotham Down Store and Library talking to Mousie Gray.
Yeah, Mousie, there's something I've been meaning to ask you.
Yes, sir?
While you was gone in the Army, we got up a little club here in town. The Golden Era Discussion Club.
Uh-huh.
A few of us fellas belongs to it. It's a high-class culture outfit. We discuss different junk, you know, Shakespeare and one thing or another.
Yes, sir, I believe you mentioned that in one of your letters to me, Mom.
Yeah, well, the idea is that we're trying to promote a higher type of ignorance around town.
Yes, sir.
And now that you're back in town, we thought maybe you'd like to join the club.
Well, I believe I'd enjoy that, Lum. I always belonged to a lot of clubs when I lived back in Iowa. Young Men's Saturday Afternoon Bicycle Group and Friendly Indians and the Epworth League and several clubs back there that I belonged to, Lum.
What was the Friendly Indians?
Well, sir, that was just kind of a friendly club we had. We weren't really Indians, though. Then we had the Sons of the Ladies Blacksmith.
Was you friendly?
Yes, sir. We was awful friendly. In the Friendly Indians, we were friendly, but in the Sons of the Ladies Blacksmith, we weren't so friendly because, well, you see, I organized the club myself, and I couldn't get any other members.
Couldn't find no other boys that had a moment as a lady blacksmith?
No, sir. I couldn't seem to find them. I guess they just weren't the club man type, huh?
Must not have been.
No, sir.
Well, you like our club. We hold meetings every Tuesday night.
Yes, sir.
Reckon you can make it tomorrow night? We're going to have a meeting.
Well,
would you have to ask your woman, Gussie, if you can go out?
Oh, no, sir. I won't have to ask her, huh?
Well, good.
I already know it. She won't let me.
Oh. Granny, she's awful strict with you, ain't she?
Well, yes, sir, she is, but she's fair about it, Mom. She gives me one night a week when I'm free to do anything that I want to.
Well, then you...
Provided that it's something I can do at home.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Well, in case you can get out, we'd love to have you come to the meeting.
Yes, I'd like to come to.
I think it'll do you a lot of good... Well, for goodness sake, what's the matter with Abner?
With Abner?
Yeah, look at him coming up out there.
Oh.
Got his head hung so low, he's liable to kick himself in the face.
Yes, sir, he
does. Looks like he's lost his best friend.
Yes, sir, he does. I don't know. He seemed to be all right when he left for lunch about an hour ago. I
wonder if there's something wrong at home.
I don't know.
Well, hello, Abner. What's the trouble?
Yeah, howdy, Lum.
Is something wrong?
No, nothing, I don't reckon.
Well, it must be the way you're looking. Come on, tell me what it is.
Lum, I'd just rather not talk to nobody right now. I just don't feel like it.
Oh, excuse me.
Well, say it, Mom. Is it all right if I go to lunch now?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, Mousie. I better stick around here, I think.
Yes, sir. I'll mention that club meeting to Gussie, Mom.
Yeah, I wish you would, Mousie. We'd love to have you.
Well, I'll see you later.
Uh-huh. Abner, I don't want to pry into your personal home life, but if there's anything I can do, just say the word, and I'll be proud to do it.
Oh, I don't think there's nothing you can do, Lum.
Well, if there's any little
thing. Yeah, well, much obliged.
You want to sit down, Abner?
No, I don't feel like sitting. I've got to stand, I believe, Lum.
Huh?
Doggy, just to think about it, he's been with us such a long time, too.
Who has, Mousie?
Now, old Blue, Lum.
Old Blue, your dog?
Yeah.
Is that what's troubling you? Has he been killed or run over or something?
No, no, no.
Well, is he sick?
No, he's feeling all right, I reckon.
Well, what is it then? Did he bite somebody or run away or what?
Oh, no, he never done none of them things, Lum.
Well, what in the world did he do then?
Well, he ain't did nothing, Lum. He never asked for this.
just sort of creeping up on him, I reckon. It ain't nobody's fault. I can't blame nobody.
I wish you'd tell me what it is. I can't make no sense at all out of all this.
Of course, I don't reckon it's patriotic for me to feel the way I do, but I just can't help it, Lum. I can't help it.
Ain't patriotic?
No, sir, but I can't help feeling this way, Lum.
Well, Abner, if you'll just pull yourself together long enough to explain what you're talking about, maybe I can help you.
Well, all right. Charlie Redfield come over to the place this noon. You know how that Charlie just always happens to drop in around eating time and then keeps talking and hanging around till there ain't nothing to do but invite him to sit down and eat with you.
Yeah, Charlie'll do it every time. He stopped by my aunt's place one time and I asked him to sit down and eat with me. He never has been back since.
Well, I can't understand that, Harley. But anyway, we were sitting there, me and him, Elizabeth, and Charlie was talking. You know how he gets to talking, blabbing.
Get to the point, Abner.
Well, pretty soon he brings up this subject.
What subject?
Doggy, I just hate to think about it.
Well, tell me what it is, Abner.
If old Blue could just write or read, that'd help some.
Hey, Jennings, Abner, if you don't tell me what this is all about, I'm going to whop you one right on top of the head. Now, what is it Charlie told you?
Well, don't you see, Lum? Charlie told me that they're drafting dogs for the Army.
Drafting dogs?
Yes, sir. Putting them right in the regular Army, Charlie says.
Well, if that don't beat the bugs of fighting. Is that all you're so worked up about?
Well, now, Lum, you don't know what that dog means to me. Been with me for I don't know how many years, just like a member of the family.
Well, Abner, they ain't going to draft an old dog like Blue.
He's still under the draft age, Lum. He's away under 38.
Well, even if they did take him, what in the world could they ever do with an old mongrel hound like old Blue?
Why, he's a smart dog, Lum. They'd make a police dog out of him. I know they would.
Police dog?
Just about what they'd do.
Why, he don't look no more like a police dog than Charlie Redfield does.
Well, no, not as much, but that's even better the way I figure it. They'd put him in the Secret Service. Nobody'd ever station by looking at him that old Blue was a police dog. He'd be a plainclothes. Poor old Blue. Going to leave me.
Oh,
what he's going to do.
Sake.
And he's got 4 feet. He ain't going to be able to do all that drilling and marching stuff.
Abner, they ain't going to take old Blue. There's a 4F dog if ever I've seen one.
Dog is in to think I won't even be able to write him a letter. Oh, I could write him one, I reckon, but I know good and well he couldn't read it. My handwriting's so poor here lately, I can't hardly make it out myself. I reckon they try to teach him a lot of stuff, too. Old Blue never could learn. He don't catch on quick. I've never been so sorrowful all my life.
Abner, I wish you'd pull yourself together. They don't want no dogs like that in the yours. What they want is Great Danes and Doberman Clinchers, I think.
When little Pearl left for the nursery school, I could stand that. But old Blue leaving just going too far. I just know I'm going to have a nervous breakdown. And the worst part of it, how am I ever going to break the news to him? I just can't face old Blue and tell him a thing like this. I don't believe he'll want to go in the Army. Lum, he ain't the fighting type. He's more of a runner.
And if he runs backwards, he could be on the German side.
I just can't bring myself to tell him. Can't do it.
Well, he wouldn't know what you'd tell him even if they would want him. And they don't.
Oh, he knows more than you think he does, Lum. I ain't saying it just because he's my dog. But there's the smartest one-hound dog I ever seen in my life. He knows exactly everything I tell him.
Yeah, well, he more likely understands a couple of things, like lay down or fetch or heel or something like that. But that's about all.
Oh, he knows everything, Lum. Fact is, I think he knows he's going to be drafted, too.
What makes you think that?
Well, of course, he was hanging around the kitchen door there when Charlie was telling us that stuff. And Charlie never had sense enough to keep his voice down low. Right after lunch, why, old Blue went out there near the barn, just sulked. Wouldn't hardly even talk to me.
Talk to you?
Yeah, well, look at me. He don't exactly say, how are you, Abner, or something like that. He don't talk that way, but he whines. I know what he's saying, Mom. Yes, sir. He knows about this, too. I know he does. I tried to get his mind off on some other subject, but he just stared off into space.
Into space, huh?
Yeah. Then picked up his baseball mitt and walked off across the field there.
Picked up his baseball mitt?
Yeah.
Are you trying to tell me that old Blue plays baseball?
Well, no, he don't actually play the game. Or at least, wait, I never have seen him in the game, but I believe he had mind taking it up at one time for...
He brought this old baseball mitt home. All I've ever saw him do is just chew on it, though. He just loves that old mitt. I don't know where he got it. He drug it home one day and been chewing on it ever since.
Oh, well, that's about all he's good for, too. Near as I can see, just chewing on the thing. Can't do that very good with them teeth.
No, no, he gums it around, though. Doggy, I bound you home right now. I'm starting to settle up his affairs.
Settle up his affairs?
Why, sure, that's what all the fellas are supposed to do. Goes into the army. Don't you recollect? Poor Mousy went in while he spent 3 days trying to figure out what his private affairs were so he could settle them up.
Yeah, but they don't apply to dogs, Hammond. They ain't got no private affairs.
Why, they do too, Lon. They're just like humans. Only they're dogs.
Yeah, but dogs don't go around like humans. Wait a minute. Here comes Cedric.
Pull
yourself together. You don't want Cedric seeing you looking this way.
Well, I ain't trying to look this way. Of course, old Blue don't owe no debts that I know of around town.
Hello, Mr. Abner.
Howdy, Cedric.
Come on in, Cedric.
Yeah, come in, Cedric.
Boy, I just got some good news for myself. Boy.
Well, I'm glad to know what somebody's got some good news.
I just now went out on my back porch over at home there, and guess what I found there?
I don't know.
Found my baseball mitt.
Your baseball mitt?
Yes, Mom. One somebody stole from me a few months ago and sort of chewed up, but boy, am I glad they brung it back.
I don't get wrong. That proved it. Old Blue knows that he's going to be drafted, and he's settling up his affair. That's what he's doing, taking that baseball mitt back home. Poor old Blue.